We're back to the Neil Haley show. And, you know, I'm excited about this guest because anybody that, you know, is able to tell a story excites me. And especially when it's a story that no one gets to really tell. So my guest today is Jennifer Takaki, and she's going to talk about photographic justice, the Corky Lee story. How are you, Jennifer? And thanks for coming by.
I am well. Thank you so much for having me, Neil. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So let's kind of jump into specifically enough a little bit about how you got involved in this project.
It was actually completely random. My background is in journalism. I'd wanted to do kind of these 5-minute vignettes of people who had a singular vision. I really felt like those people had something to say, and I really liked the commitment. And so I just had decided that when I found these people, one of the other rules was that I'd let it happen organically. So there would be no research. It would just be me following them. And I happened upon Corky because I was at an event and he happened to be the closest person to me when the event ended and I asked where the bathroom was. And he started to tell me he knew where the men's was, but didn't know where the women's was. And I said, you tell me where the men's room is, I'll know where the women's is. Then he gave me the history of the building and how it used to be, you know, it was built in yada, yada, yada. And it used to be an all boys school and it could be on a different thing, on a different floor. And I said, just tell me where the men's room is. Who are you? And he's like, I'm Corky Lee. And then he proceeded to take me there and he told me all these like great stories. And honestly, like I was just hooked. He had such interesting things to say. I knew that this was someone I wanted to figure out what made him tick.
Okay. So basically figuring out what made him tick. You just love the historical background that he brought to the table and what he went through in life to get to where he was, right? With the struggles and the challenges and everything.
I didn't know about any of that. I mean, really? This guy was very, I did not know him. I met him on the way to the bathroom. Like I'd never heard of him. I didn't know a lot about AAPI history, frankly. He just happened to be this person that just really, and he just was so unique in his perspective of life. He was an American history major, and he just felt like there were parts of history that were missing. And he had devoted himself in his passion to following in all the curricular activities of Asian Pacific American Islanders. And he wanted to get those stories into mainstream media. So he was like this one man band who just decided that that was what he wanted to do. And so that's what he dedicated 50 years of his life doing.
Wow. And once you got to, after you thought he was interesting as a journalist, you started asking questions and you're like, okay, I got to do something with this, right?
Yes, absolutely. And when I say extracurricular activities, let me just like clarify that, because I just meant like he followed like protests and celebration and all these different things that were happening. Also, just the daily, everyday lives of people in his community and in Chinatown, particularly in New York. But really, he had gone to major significant events all over the U.S. So Corky really was this one person who had decided he could make a difference with this camera. And he literally did it one picture at a time.
As a journalist, how much do you know the background of photographers? And because especially if you're in print journalism or even in certain ways, you're going to have to really have a photographer makes a story in so many ways. Your background as a journalist, like working with lots of photographers before and understanding.
I've never worked with a photographer.
Never. Oh my. Wow. Okay, so that
is just unique in every way.
Absolutely. So, and I guess to know the stories that photographers tell and how amazing they are when you see their photographs, it really can tell everything. And I think that's what this documentary brings to the table is that photos tell life, tell stories, tell struggle. And the way he was able to photograph it can and without words, can tell a story, right?
Absolutely. Corky's photos helped change the American landscape through his lens. And he really did it because he saw these events that were missing, these stories that were missing from his beloved community. And he really felt it was important to be there. So he covered everything from like Vincent Chin, the 27-year-old Chinese American that was beaten to death because he was mistaken for a Japanese during the height of the 1980s. Car crisis. And he was there when the Transcontinental Railroad, which really kind of started his journey, He had seen in junior high school this photo of the 1869 iconic photo of the Transcontinental Railroad with no Asian American faces in it. And yet he knew, particularly Chinese Americans, had lost their lives, like thousands had lost their lives building this railroad. And I think it just like simmered in the back of his head until he got into his 20s when he became a community organizer, grabbed his camera and started to realize that photos could make change.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you learn something about photographers by doing this, especially not just Corky's life, but photographers in general, and what line of fire they put themselves under and the challenges they put themselves over each and every day when they're covering events and taking photos?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, whether you're a photojournalist or a news reporter or wherever you are, I mean, I think every day that's, you know, you are putting your life in danger. It doesn't matter if you're like following a huge international story or even as we've seen in today's world, like a domestic story. I mean, to put yourself out there to say that this is important and it matters and you're going to take a stake in whatever that story is, I think that those are important messages.
What did you learn most about being part of this documentary?
You know, I think Corky was, for me, like, I loved his commitment. I loved that he was so passionate about what he covered, and he truly believed that he could make a difference. He didn't do it for payment. This man was guy who just did it because he cared, and he knew it was important. I think that one thing I've learned is that we all need, there's a Corky in every community, and not just like, you know, so Corky was unique in that he was so committed to so many people and he did it for so long. But every community has these kind of underdog heroes who are always doing the good fight, the good work. And I think that we need to provide, like, you know, support to them, love to them, you know, give them, you know, even just like let them know that they're making a difference and figure out who those people are. I think that that was an important message. Corky was so well known in the community. Everyone knew him and yet no one knew him, right? I mean, he was so present. He was like, one of the figures in the, one of the interviewees in the film says that Corky was so constant, he was almost invisible. And it wasn't until he died that people realized the impact that his photos would have, that he had. And it was, you know, just this kind of tragic tale of a guy who struggled all of his life in the sense of like making financial, you know, making this financial work, his financials work with his photography, but that he was so dedicated and he really was not recognized for those efforts until after he passed.
The passion of a creator, an artist, is amazing to look at the backgrounds of them and just knowing that they choose everything over, I mean, choose their passion and it fuels them. And then they end up with tremendous stories. I mean, because a lot of people are like, no, I'm not going to put that time and effort in and struggle to go do photography. I'm going to go find something else. He didn't get paid for this, but meaning he chose this as something that he wanted to do to make his life meaningful for himself. And a lot of people don't have or living meaning. This is going to be helpful for people to see that you too can make a difference. It's not, you don't have to be the, you know, some powerful person. You and your community can make that difference. And I think that's what your hope of the film brings too.
Absolutely. In addition to that, I do hope that it brings like marginalized or, you know, maybe like people who feel like they're invisible, a sense of pride, confidence, and a sense of belonging. I think Corky kind of really showed how much he cared about a community and how he was able to really kind of commit himself to get their stories into mainstream media, which was such an important endeavor for him, right? It was like, he knew that community organizers were kind of like so central to know what was going on. He knew what pages were missing in American history. He knew his community and he was able to cross that road to make it go into, you know, into a bigger story. And he didn't stop. Like he worked so hard and not everything got published, but he never stopped. He never complained. And what I think is really remarkable is like, he would see these photos of like, you know, the old 1800 photos that you see on the walls.
Yeah.
He knew and appreciated those photos because you don't necessarily know the photographer, but you know that those are real, you know, real photos that show a time and a place that we wouldn't otherwise know. And that was Corky. Corky didn't care if people remembered him. He really cared that people knew his photos and that his photos would live well beyond him. And it took all of us forever to catch up to that. That's why Corky was doing it. He was creating this very huge archive of photos that would be able to tell stories of the AAPI community for generations to come.
I think so. And I think it also teaches people that are marginalized or anything. Yeah, everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, we all can be journalists of our own life story. And we have to document that because regardless of where we are in life, we have a story that somebody would love to hear told. And especially in our experiences, it makes us want to know, are we living a life that can be, our story can be told? And we make a difference in whatever role we have. And I think this is what this will bring to the table is, wow, what a tremendous story he told for so many people, but the people in the photographs, history, all of that is so powerful. I mean, I could just, I'm envisioning these photos and seeing how it really told stories that people that can't come to New York City, can't come to these events, are able to go back and look at these photos and say, oh, I feel like I was there.
Corky is such an engaging character. And I think because of him, you care about the issues he cares about. But it's the same like you, right? I mean, here you are interviewing me and all of these different people, but you're highlighting people who all have these different stories to tell. But you're that person that kind of, you know, tells those stories and helps to get it to a larger world. And I think that, you know, that's also what Corky felt. Like he wanted to take those photos so that he could tell his community stories.
But this is my passion. And I wish when I've done it about 15 years and over 20,000 interviews and it's all independent, it's all me. I don't work for another company and I do it for the passion. Every day I will not turn down an interview because I want to, and everyone has a story. And everyone needs the platform to tell that story in so many ways. People are going to be able to check this out in theaters this week, right? And then also on PBS after. Kind of tell us where we can check this out.
So it will be on PBS beginning May 13th. Check your local listings in New York. In the East Coast, it'll be on at 10 p.m. But definitely check your local listings because it will vary from region to region. But yeah, Neil, I thank you for everything you do. I do think it's a work of passion, and you also have to be good at it to get people to watch and listen. And I think that all that matters. And both you and Corky kind of shared that spirit.
That's exactly. And it's just something because all my stuff's going to live on. And I never try to make it about me. I make it about my guest. And then I want them after the conversation that we had coffee or something, we could come back and have another conversation because I listen to your answers. It's so important. It's the follow-up question for a journalist that makes the best journalist. If they don't ask and listen to what the true passion and story is, they just go to the next question and they miss the story that someone could tell. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just